Welcome to the Writing Pool Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Clark. One of the hardest parts, if not the hardest part of the writing process, is rejection. But it is most definitely part of the process. Your precious baby, your life's work getting passed over is tough. I liken it to a slap. It's quick, sharp, and it stings. And multiple rejections are like multiple slaps, making the whole experience seem like one of pain and bruising. So how does a writer pick themselves up and move forward in life after taking a beating? I don't know, because I don't have any experience in this. Kidding! My name should really be Melissa Rejection Clark, because I've endured so many, with inevitably more to come. The pain never goes away, really, but I recover faster now. The sting is shorter. The wallow doesn't take up days anymore. Maybe an hour or so, if that. I think the only way to recover from these unfair, unjust rejections is to keep putting your work, yourself, out there. You know how if you walk barefoot long enough on a hard surface, your feet will develop calluses? Sorry to compare writing to feet, but those calluses bloom for a reason. To protect your feet from pain. So, the more rejection, the more you build an inner callus, so to speak, the less it hurts, which means the less it derails you. It only takes one yes for that pitch to sell, that memoir to sell, that agent to sign you. I have a friend who just landed her dream agent at age 60. And this is not only a good agent, it's a legendary one. I'm pretty certain my friend's novel, the one she's been working on as long as I've known her, is going to sell. And soon. She whacked through many a no to get to that glimmering, glistening yes. The story goes that author Meg Cabot had 250 no's before she got her book published. You may have heard of it, The Princess Diaries. She could have quit midway through the process, given up on her writing, because that's the message she was getting. Maybe she could have gone into interior design or some such, but she didn't. She persisted. She got an agent, a publishing deal, her book came out and became a wildly successful movie, and then a second movie even. She didn't retreat when she heard no. She might have felt terrible, but she didn't let it sink her dreams. And you shouldn't either. You can wallow, you can feel the sting of rejection. Hell, I'd even suggest leaning into that feeling, describing it in detail. Maybe you can use that description in future writing projects. You may decide that you can't hack the no's anymore and put your project to rest, or maybe take a pause. Or you may decide to rewrite, retweak. All of this is up to you. But you need to know that no is part of the process, and it will most likely linger in your life, kind of like a bad smell. So it's best if you build your inner callus. Ariana Grande has a song, Thank You Next. Even though I'm not an Ariana Grande fan, I like to sing it whenever I get a rejection. Look, we all have our own special ways of coping with rejection, and you'll find yours too. And finally, I can tell you from experience that all those no's make that yes, that one perfect yes, so much sweeter. Now it's time to dive in. I suggested it earlier, but now I'm going to ask you to write a paragraph or a page about what rejection feels like to you. It could be a personal or professional rejection, a self-rejection. Take pen to paper and describe in detail the feelings this evokes. Do you feel it in your shoulders, perhaps? Your neck? Your gut? Do you feel dizzy or out of whack when you're rejected? Spell it out. Sit with it. Really take notice that you can move past these feelings. They are temporary. And for whatever it's worth, no is just on in reverse. Contact me for a free 20-minute coaching call. Go to my website, www.melissaclarkwrites.com, to sign up. I can help you navigate the no's and get you to yes through my coaching program. Thanks for listening. Have a great week and talk to you next time.